Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, anyhow, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee-karup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, killitary industrial corporation, and the cheese-covered post-constitutional bribocratic corruptocracy, mockracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And coming up on today's program, we will interview the most popular television personality ever. Coming up on today's show, yes, superstar Bob Barker, whom you know as the host for so many years of The Price is Right. Yes, he's coming up on today's program. But on today's program, you know, this being the vegan radio program, where everything seems to be, you know, just a little off, today we're going to be playing The Price is Wrong. And I'm not just doing that. I mean, because what do you think I'm trying to be?
I know you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No. On this program, the price of meat is wrong. Yes, it may seem cheap at McDevil's, Murder King, Wendy's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Kills Jr., Outbreak Steak Back. I mean, Outhouse Steak Outbreak, Up Chuck E. Cheese, Skin and Snout. Skin and Snout, that's what a hamburger is all about. So what is the real price? We've been talking about our economic collapse based in animal agriculture. There was an article in the International Herald Tribune, The Staggering Cost of Rising World Meat Production, that was about a year ago, last January. And it just talks about how we really can't afford to eat meat. Last year, the president of Brazil announced emergency measures to halt the burning and cutting of the rainforest for crop and grazing land, because in the prior 5 months alone, the government says 1,250 square miles or 320,000 hectares were lost. The world's total meat supply was 71 million tons in 1961, but in 2007, it was estimated to be 284 million tons. Per capita consumption has more than doubled over that period. In the developing world, it rose twice as fast, doubling in the past 20 years. World meat consumption is expected to double again by 2050, a projection that one expert, Henning Steinfeld of the United Nations, said was resulting in a relentless growth in livestock production. Americans eat about the same amount of meat daily as they have for some time, about 8 ounces, roughly twice the global average. At about 5% of the world's population, Americans grow and kill nearly 10 billion animals a year, more than 15% of the world's total. Growing meat uses so many resources, the author says, that it's a challenge to enumerate them all. But consider, an estimated 30% of the Earth's ice-free land is directly or indirectly involved in livestock production, according to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, which also estimates that livestock production generates nearly a fifth of the world's greenhouse gases, more than all transportation combined. To put the energy-using demand of meat production into easy-to-understand terms, a geophysicist, Gideon Eshel, and also Pamela Martin, an assistant professor at the University of Chicago, calculated that if Americans were to reduce meat consumption by just 20%, it would be as if they all switched from a standard sedan to the ultra-efficient Prius. Similarly, a study last year by the National Institute of Livestock and Grassland Science in Japan estimated that 1 kilogram of beef, or 2.2 pounds, is responsible for the equivalent amount of carbon dioxide emitted by the average European car every 250 kilometers, or 155 miles, and burns enough energy to light a 100-watt bulb for nearly 20 days. So our wealth is in our ability to grow food, and our economy is collapsing. There was a great quote recently from Wes Jackson, co-founder of the Land Institute, in an interview with Alternate, where he said, "We live off of what comes out of the soil, not what's in the bank. If we squander the ecological capital of the soil, the capital on paper won't much matter. For the past 50 or 60 years, we've followed industrialized agricultural policies that have increased the rate of destruction of productive farmland. For those 50 or 60 years, we have let ourselves believe the absurd notion that as long as we have money, we have food. If we continue our offenses against the land and the labor by which we are fed, the food supply will decline and we will have a problem far more complex than the failure of our paper economy. Remember, if our agriculture is not sustainable, then our food supply is not sustainable. Either we pay attention or we pay a huge price. Not so far down the road, we will pay that price. When we face the fact that civilizations have destroyed themselves by destroying their farmland, it's clear that we don't really have a choice. Our choice is to go vegan. If you haven't noticed, an acre of land can produce 165 pounds of beef or 20,000 pounds of potatoes, how about it? Unfortunately, bad news for the planet, good news for McDonald's. 2008 was a strong year for McDonald's, says Chief Executing Officer Jim Skinner of McDonald's. Now, he has the perfect name to be Chief Executing Officer, Jim Skinner. Remember, there was Jim Cantalupo a few years ago. He should have gotten a hint and, you know, with the name Cantalupo, should have had more fruits and vegetables, but he died of a heart attack. Then he was followed by Charlie Bell, who died of colon cancer. Now we have Jim Skinner. Not good to eat your company's product if you want to have any longevity in that company, huh? So McDonald's seeing some growth, which of course is bad news for the planet. Coming up on today's program, we will talk to Bob Barker about an event going on in South Florida, also in the LA edition, Dr. Gabriel Cousins. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, supported by your tax-deductible donations. Please donate online at goveganradio.com. We really need your support. We just signed another $80,000 contract for the station in Los Angeles. Please help. Cupid isn't stupid. He knows that the most decadently delectable and affordable Valentine's sweets for your sweetheart come from LifeByChocolates.com. Deep, dark, delicious, certified organic, vegan, fair trade. No processing on equipment shared with the dairy. Sweet. Visit LifeByChocolates.com. Yes, there's an S on chocolate. LifeByChocolates.com. See the chocolates. Order an outstanding, lovely Valentine box or book, priced from just $16.99 to $21.50. LifeByChocolates.com. Enjoy organic vegan truffles, fruit truffles, unique tea truffles, solid dark chocolate, cherry cordial, smoked peanut butter and chocolate, lavender, dandelion in chocolate, also exotic chocolate bars at LifeByChocolates.com. Call 518-966-5219. LifeByChocolates.com. Call 518-966-5219. Cupid, get back to work. Here's your arrow. Stop eating the chocolates. Leave some for the people ordering at LifeByChocolates.com. Get your Life by Chocolates Valentine for your sweetheart from Follow Your Heart, 21825 Sherman Way, Canoga Park. Also at Harvest House Natural Foods, 2395 Monument Boulevard in Concord.
First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veganaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with a taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide.
Here's one joint you shouldn't pass, the Vegan Joint, 10438 National Boulevard in Los Angeles. Organic vegan cuisine, affordable. Patrons love the burgers and the spicy noodle soup. You'll love breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the Vegan Joint. Visit the website, theveganjoint.com, 310-559-1357. The Vegan Joint delivers and caters. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. the vegan joint.
Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at everythingraw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy raw dark chocolate 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at everythingraw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at everythingraw.com. Call 434-293-6325. Everythingraw.com.
Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com.
Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods.
Meat hurts animals. That's why I don't eat meat.
It is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, celebrating our 8th anniversary on air as the first commercial vegan animal rights radio program and the first major network vegan animal rights program on Air America, coming to you. Oh, back when I was a program director, I would put a program like this on the air for free for the content, because we do have the answers to world hunger and global warming and energy crises and deforestation and saving the animals. But these days, free speech is expensive. So please, if you can, make a tax-deductible donation. You can donate online at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Well, today I am honored to have one of the pioneers of broadcasting, one of the most popular figures ever on television, to be on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And, well, you know him for sure, because for 35 years, Bob Barker had been the host of The New Price is Right, and not only being the highest-rated daytime game show, also the longest-running game show in TV history, surpassing the primetime hit What's My Line, which ran for 18 years. He was named the most popular game show host of all time in a national poll. He received the Lifetime Achievement Award for daytime television in 1999, and he's... Actually, it took him till 1996 to be in motion pictures. You might have seen him in Happy Gilmore there and with Adam Sandler. But a major honor for Bob was that Stage 33 at CBS Television City in Los Angeles was rededicated as the Bob Barker Studio in ceremonies following the taping of the 5,000th episode of The Price is Right. I'm somebody who's actually old enough to remember Bob. He made his debut in 1956 on national television in the popular Truth or Consequences. He's named in the Guinness Book of World Records as television's most durable performer, 3,524 shows, and most generous host in television history. He's won 11 Emmys as a game show host, more than any other performer, and two more as executive producer of The Price is Right. It just goes on and on and on, and I guess that, we could go on and on with the accolades, but then we'd never get to talk to Bob. And with all the accolades that there might be, still, with that resume, Bob could never be on the show unless there were an animal connection. And, you know, people who love animals don't eat them. They don't wear them. They don't buy products tested on them. They don't go to entertainment that exploits them. And people who love animals love Bob Barker. Bob, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Well, I'll tell you, I have never had a more elaborate, more lengthy, and more flattering introduction than that. Thank you, Bob.
Well, Bob, if it's the truth, why not? This is a show that deals in the truth here. And
well,
Bob,
you hit it right on the head when you said pioneer. I started in radio in 1946, and then I went on to television, and I was on national television 50 years, a half a century.
Congratulations. Thank you for your service to us. And also, how did you get started in radio? How did that start for you?
Well, I have the United States Navy to thank for it. I had been in the Navy during the War of 1812, actually World War II, and I was a naval aviator. And when I got out of the Navy, I went back to finish college, and I heard about the manager of a radio station who was crazy about airplanes. And I thought, well, now this guy just might like to have a former fighter pilot work for him. And I had never been in a radio station, let alone be on radio. But I went in and met G. Pearson Ward at KTTS in Springfield, Missouri, and I talked with him about airplanes for about a half an hour, and I had my first job in radio, and that's how I got started.
And you were playing music, a disc jockey, or what?
Well, my first job was writing local news and doing a five-minute sportscast, and then I became a staff announcer, and I did have a disc jockey show, and I did anything and everything, as they did in radio in those days, and I decided I'd like to stay in radio, but I didn't have the voice to be an announcer on a national level. That were those great God-given voices.
Wait, you know? I would disagree, Mr. Barker. I, as a program director in radio for many years, would have if I would have received a tape from you, I think you might have made the finals there.
Well, I don't think so. I was all right for local radio, but I wanted to stay in radio, and I knew I had to specialize in something if I wanted to be on a national level, and I finally had the opportunity to do an audience participation show, the type of thing I did for years and years and years on television. And my wife heard it, and when I got home, she said, "Barker, that's what you should do. You did that better than you've ever done anything else." She didn't say I was good. She just said I did it better than I'd ever done anything else. So we set out from that day on to get me a national radio show. And she produced my shows, and I hosted them, and away we went, and eventually we made it.
Uh-huh. And then how did radio become television for you? I know I spent many decades in radio. I was hoping you might call me as your replacement, but I never got that recall regarding the Price is Right.
Well, I worked in radio in Palm Beach, Florida for a year, and we decided that if I were ever going to do anything on a national level, I had to be in New York or be in California, Hollywood, and we loved Florida, so we thought, well, let's go west then. California is going to be more like Florida, and we came out here. I didn't have a job, I didn't have an agent, I didn't have any contacts of any kind. I was the right candidate to starve. It all worked out, though. We ended up with a series of radio shows for the Southern California Edison Company, which provides electricity for everything in metropolitan Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And we went all over the state. We went as far north as Lancaster. We went back east as far as San Bernardino. We did radio shows all over the Southern California, and Ralph Edwards heard one of those, and that's how I ended up as the host of Truth or Consequences. That was my first national show, and it was on television, of course.
Mm-hmm. And then how did The Price is Right happen for you?
Well, while I was doing Truth or Consequences, Mark Goodson saw me on television, and he liked my work, and he called me, and he talked with me about doing, but in any event.
Not Beat the Clock or something?
I believe it was Beat the Clock.
Oh, really?
Wasn't it?
Wow,
was,
do I win? Did I win something from Bob Barker here today?
Yeah,
well,
you,
that was...
You win the car. in any event, I couldn't do it. I was doing Truth or Consequences at the time in syndication, and I couldn't do another syndicated show, and this show, Beat the Clock, was in syndication. But then, Price is Right, he sold to CBS, and I could do that, and he called me again, and I ended up doing Price is Right. As a matter of fact, the head of daytime at that time was Bud Grant, and Bud Grant had told Mark Goodson that he would... by Price is Right, if he could get Bob Barker to be the host. Now, I didn't know that. So we negotiated, and I ended up, and Mark was very generous with me always, but had I known that Bud Grant had told him he'd buy the show, if I hosted it, Mark Goodson would have been a lot more generous with me. but it worked out fine.
Mark Goodson, Bill Todman Production, as I remember.
Goodson, Todman Productions, that's right.
Right, uh-huh. And in all those years of hosting The Price is Right, were you ever daydreaming about really hosting a vegan radio show like I'm doing here, Bob?
I was not a vegan until, well, I was still doing Price when I became a vegan.
Ah.
I can't call myself a vegan. I'm not bright enough to be a vegan. There are things in some of the things that I eat that a vegan should not eat, but I certainly don't eat meat, fish, fowl. I don't eat dairy products. I'm pretty good, but I'm not quite perfect, I don't think, so far as being a vegan is concerned.
Well, you go around
with
your...
I have been for at least 30 years, maybe 30, between 30 and 35.
Mm-hmm. And
my wife was... a vegetarian before I, and she suggested that it might be a good idea, and I started with just giving up red meat, and I gave up fish, and then I gave up dairy products, and went the whole way.
Right, and do you think it's made a difference in your life?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I did it out of concern for animals, but I wasn't a vegan for long before I came to realize that this is good. I understood why many people have become vegan out of concern for their health. I had more energy. I don't think I worked until I was 83 years old. I was doing Price when I was 83 years old.
Wow.
I don't think I would have ever been able to do that had I not become a vegan.
Yeah, we just talked to an NFL star, Tony Gonzalez, who's moved very much in the vegan direction, and he credits his star performance over the last couple of years for the changes in his diet also. So,
it wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Yeah, but, you know, I became vegan at a time I did it for animals. I couldn't stand that they were suffering and dying for me to eat, and my future ex-mother-in-law was yelling at me, you're going to die if you eat like that, you know, but I think it'll be a lot further in the future because it is actually a healthier choice, but, you know, that wasn't the reason that I chose that. We're talking, of course, you recognize the voice. It's Bob Barker, and Bob will be hosting a wonderful event that's happening in Florida, a high-profile event with guest of honor Pamela Anderson, also Congressmember Robert Wexler and Senator Nan Rich, PETA President Ingrid Newkirk, and Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine President Dr. Neil Barnard will be speaking at the gala event. All proceeds to benefit ARFF, the Animal Rights Foundation of Florida, the 20th anniversary gala. And Saturday, March 14th at 7 p.m. at the Broward County Convention Center. And for information, you can make reservations. Call 954-727-ARFF. You can also visit arff.org. And let me see. Does my engineer say it's time for a quick break? And we will continue with Bob Barker on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. If you missed any of this interview, you can go to the website, goveganradio.com, where we have over 200 programs archived. And while you're there, please make a tax-deductible donation.
I'm a vegan because meat hurts animals.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Today we are talking to the legendary Bob Barker, whom you know for all the years as the host of The Price is Right. But those of us who love animals love Bob Barker because we know how much he's done for them. And Bob, where does this love for animals emanate? How did you become so active on their behalf? And we'll talk a bit about that activism, too.
Well, I have loved animals ever since I was a child and had contributed to animal-oriented organizations, but I had never been active on behalf of animals until about 35 years ago. And I was the honorary chairman of Be Kind to Animals Week in Los Angeles. And as such, I did interviews with for television, radio, and the newspapers. And I was invited to participate in various organizations' activities, animal organizations' activities, and I did. And it was then that I began to become aware of the terrible exploitation and mistreatment of animals in the United States, or in the world as far as that's concerned. And I just felt compelled to try to help do something about it, and that's what I've been doing.
And some issues, of course, everybody remembers that you ask people to spay and neuter, but most recently you've been upset with the conditions of elephants in the zoo. Billy, in particular, at the L.A. Zoo, were disappointed with the city council decision there.
That's right. The Los Angeles Zoo has been an embarrassment to this city for a period of years. Elephants die at that Los Angeles Zoo, one after the other, and we succeeded in getting Ruby out of the zoo. She is now up at Paws Sanctuary in Northern California and thriving. And we worked to get Gita out. And while they were assuring us that Gita was regaining her health and going to flourish at the zoo, one night she died alone in her cell. And they were all very sorry, of course. But perhaps her life could have been saved if we got her out of there. Now, poor Billy is there, the only elephant. He's suffering terribly, and he's becoming psychotic. He bobs his head hour after hour after hour. And we had him, we thought, on his way to the sanctuary. We thought we were going to have the vote of the council. But the Federation of Labor stepped in, and, of course, these councilmen are quick to surrender to anything having to do with a labor organization, and they changed their votes. Enough of them did that Billy is still going to be there, and he is going to continue to be kept in a tiny area while they supposedly build a larger sanctuary, or not a sanctuary, that's a poor use of the word.
Prison?
A habitat. They call it a pachyderm forest is what they call it. It's costing the taxpayers $42 million, and it's going to be so small that Billy himself would probably not have enough room to do much walking. And they're going to bring in 6 or 7 females, and they're even talking about breeding elephants there. It's just madness.
Mm, totally, totally insane. And very, very disappointing.
And typical of the Los Angeles Zoo.
Yes, definitely. Another issue that has concerned you would be animals in entertainment and film.
Yes, for years.
Yeah.
I've worked to expose cruelty to animals in the production of movies. I've certainly fought circuses and rodeos, and I'm working now with PETA on some roadside shows in North Carolina where bears are being treated badly. This animal exploitation comes in a lot of ugly forms, and I'm opposed to all of them.
And you're also supporting animal rights law.
Oh, yes. I've established endowment funds at some of the finest law schools in the United States, and it's for the study of animal law with the thought of that these young people, when they graduate, they're going to do, for the most part, they're going to do one of three things. They'll practice law, and if they have a case that involves animals, they'll be better prepared for it, or they'll perhaps become judges, and if they have a case involving animals, they can be very helpful. And then if they go into politics, and many of them do, as you know, most of the, I shouldn't say most, but probably most, if not the majority, many of them anyway, senators and congressmen, and then on the state and local level, many of the politicians have legal backgrounds, And then they can really make a difference because they'll be in a position to work on legislation, and that's what we need. Mm-hmm. We need stronger laws, more with bigger penalties, and we should and have the laws stringently enforced. That's
enforcement.
What we need.
We definitely need enforcement, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Bob Barker, the legendary Bob Barker, will be hosting a major event. Nancy Alexander's nonprofit organization, ARFF, the Animal Rights Foundation of Florida, 20th anniversary gala that's happening on Saturday, March 14th, 7 p.m. Go to ARFF.org. And I know you've enjoyed Nancy's restaurant there, Sublime in South Florida. Any favorites that you have there at the restaurant, Bob?
Well, the desserts there are great, and all of the food is good, but I was smitten with the spinach and eggplant ravioli.
Mm.
It's very good. But I think you can pick out anything on her menu and enjoy it. And I might add that Nancy herself is one of the leading animal rights activists in the country, and all the proceeds from that Sublime restaurant go to help protect animals. She's a devoted friend of the animals.
She certainly is. She's been a sponsor of this program, which I certainly appreciate. This event that's happening in South Florida, Bob, will be there hosting guest of honor Pamela Anderson. You will have Congressmember Robert Wexler, Senator Nan Rich, PETA President Ingrid Newkirk, and PCRM President Dr. Neil Barnard. So please attend this event, Broward County Convention Center. And Bob, I guess you have to run now. So I want to thank you for being on the show. Anything that we missed that you wanted to get to, or...
Well, I can't say goodbye without saying help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
You're the man. Thank you so
much. Thanks a lot, Bob.
We love you, Bob. Thanks Bye-bye. So much. Take care.
Go Vegan Radio is happy to welcome the sponsorship of Explorer's Bounty, exploring the planet for nature's finest bounty and offering sustainable products, USDA certified organic from estate and co-op farming partnerships. Ask for Explorer's Bounty products at your natural foods market, select grocers, or order online at explorersbounty.com. Remember, while you're enjoying that delicious cup of coffee or that handful of artisan dark chocolate from Explorer's Bounty, you're not only helping Go Vegan Radio, but you're supporting small, sustainable farmers around the globe. Visit explorersbounty.com right now to order USDA certified organic coffee, whole bean or ground. Select the wonderful Peruvian light roast or medium roast from Colombia and Costa Rica, and dark roast from Ethiopia and Sumatra. Also available, Sumatran dark roast decaf. And to satisfy that sweet craving, look for the organic vegan dark chocolates, hand-covered espresso beans, cocoa beans, macadamia nuts, and cashews. Explore for yourself at explorersbounty.com. That's explorersbounty.com. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts, a chai tea on weekends. That's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3799. You say you have a beef with your jerky, and now that you know it's mad and sad to be biting on bovine, how now, no cow? Primal Strips and Primal Sticks Meatless Jerky. Meaty satisfaction without the meat at Whole Foods and natural markets everywhere. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com and visit your natural foods market for smoked or pepperoni Primal Sticks or Primal Strips varieties. Hickory Smoke, Teriyaki, Texas Barbecue, Thai Peanut, Hot and Spicy, Mesquite Lime, Vegan. Kosher, no preservatives, MSG, GMOs, or cholesterol. Soy, seitan, shiitake. Voted Veg News Best of Show, Natural Products Expo, and PETA Pragi for Best Vegan Snack. How now, no cow? Yummy, high protein, primal strips, and primal sticks at Whole Foods and your natural foods market. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com. That's PrimalSpiritFoods.com.
Ballet, the most exquisite of the arts. But underfoot ballet has a dirty little secret. Cruelty within the shoes. For until now, all ballet slippers have had animal suffering as one of their ingredients. Leather. Until now, ballet slippers were far from being green. Leather is toxic to the environment. Now, dance to greater artistic heights with joy, knowing that you're not dancing on cruelty. Now, get your ballet slippers from Cynthia King Dance Studios at CynthiaKingDance.com. Call 718-437-0101. CKDS ballet slippers, made with polished canvas uppers and synthetic soles. Dancers at the studio love them. Available in adult and children's sizes, they can be easily dyed for costuming. Order from CynthiaKingDance.com. Cruelty-free ballet slippers. Call 718-437-0101. 718-437-0101 or CynthiaKingDance.com. You'll love Loving Hut Restaurant. Vegan restaurants opening worldwide. Love animals? Don't eat them. Eat at Loving Hut. Organic, vegan, delicious, nutritious, cruelty-free cuisine. First opened in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane, then Palo Alto, 165 University. Special discounts for Stanford students. Now open in Chinatown in San Francisco at 1365 Stockton. Also across Asia. Visit lovinghut.us. Help wanted. Help save the planet. Visit Loving Hut. Milpitas, Palo Alto, San Francisco.
Hello, I'm Ingrid Newkirk with PETA. PETA works very hard for animals in a million ways, but we can't do it alone. We need you with us. One thing that everyone can do is adopt a vegan diet. For a free vegetarian starter kit, visit goveg.com. And to help in other ways, visit PETA.org. Thanks.
Broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden is made possible by PETA. Visit PETA.org for your free vegetarian starter kit.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
November 17th, 2008. Dear Mr. Linden, it is with the greatest pleasure and utmost gratitude that we present to you the Shining World Hero Award. This award is presented to you in recognition of your outstanding efforts to promote the many advantages of the vegan diet, your unconditional, devoted service to humanity, sharing knowledge to educate and encourage change, and your enlightened leadership, creating a brighter future for humanity. Heaven smiles upon you, Bob, for your loving concern and compassionate advocacy, promoting the plant-based diet as a humane solution to the global warming crisis and so many of the problems currently facing humankind. For the last 8 years, you have worked tirelessly to help the public understand the benefits of animal-free living. Your charisma, passion, and engaging manner is so effective in spreading this caring message of kindness to animals. Thank you so much for your wisdom and warmth, promoting the green and virtuous lifestyle, and inspiring an atmosphere of loving kindness and compassion in the hearts and homes of your listening audience. You are truly a treasure, an inspiration, and a great blessing to humanity. May heaven shower you and your loved ones with abundant blessings. For benefiting untold human lives with greater health and well-being, for saving the lives of countless animals and sparing needless suffering, and for nurturing our planet and safeguarding our future, we hereby applaud and celebrate the great noble deeds of Mr. Bob Linden, producer, radio host, and inspirational world hero. With great honor, love, and blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai. Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
And this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden and the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai is shared with everybody who's vegan and everybody who promotes being vegan. It is that important. It is the heroic lifestyle. So it's not really an award for me. It's an award for everybody who chooses this this heroic path. And for 40 years now, the heroes of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, Dixie May, have been encouraging people to go vegan. And go to sfvs.org. What a wonderful event we have every October at Golden Gate Park. Well, coming up now, well, if you're listening on Green 960, tomorrow, which would be Sunday, February 8th, there's the Kindness Kitchen Lunch, founded by Joy Kapoor. It's at 1 p.m. at the Maharani Restaurant, 1122 Post Street in San Francisco. and vegetarian vegan menu served with love. No check. Guests pay whatever they want in an envelope at the end of the meal, and you'll sample the menu, lentil soup and mixed veggies and tofu saga. And it's just a wonderful menu that goes on there. Visit sfvs.org. You can call 415-273-5481. Again, that is tomorrow, 1 p.m. at Maharani Restaurant, 1122 Post Street. And coming up with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, Dr. Michael Greger has his lecture, The Latest in Nutrition, Sunday, February 15th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Institute on Aging, 3600 Geary Boulevard in San Francisco. And he's always a fascinating lecture, so I suggest that. Again, the website, sfvs.org. You know, last week we mentioned briefly the headline, the article, IATP, much high fructose corn syrup contaminated with mercury, new study finds. No, it's not just for tuna fish anymore. It says here mercury was found in nearly 50% of tested samples of commercial high fructose corn syrup, according to a new article published in the scientific journal Environmental Health. A separate study by the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy detected mercury in nearly a third of 55 popular brand name food and beverage products where HFVS, San Francisco Vegetarian Society, HFCS, high fructose corn sweetener, is the first or second highest labeled ingredient, including products by Quaker, Hershey's, Kraft, and Smucker's. HFCS use has skyrocketed in recent decades as the sweetener has replaced sugar in many processed foods. HFCS is found in sweetened beverages, bread, cereals, breakfast bars, lunch meals, yogurt, soups, and condiments. On average, Americans consume about 12 teaspoons per day of high fructose corn syrup. Consumption by teenagers and other high consumers can be up to 80% above average levels. Quote, mercury is toxic in all its forms, said IATP. David Walenga, MD, and a co-author in both studies. Given how much high fructose corn syrup is consumed by children, it could be a significant additional source of mercury never before considered. We are calling for immediate changes by industry and the FDA to help stop this avoidable mercury contamination of the food supply. In the Environmental Health article, it was noted in 20 samples, commercial HFCS tests were conducted, and chemicals were found. It says, while the FDA had evidence that commercial HFCS was contaminated with mercury 4 years ago, the agency did not inform consumers. Now, unfortunately, nearly one in three products tested contained detectable mercury, and it's most prevalent in HFCS-containing dairy products, most dangerous dairy products with high fructose corn syrup. In making HFCS, caustic soda is used, among other things, to separate corn starch from the corn kernel. For decades, HFCS has been made using mercury-grade caustic soda produced in industrial chlorine. In industrial chlorine plants, and the use of mercury cells to produce caustic soda can contaminate caustic soda and ultimately high fructose corn syrup with mercury. So there it is, neurotoxin. Normally you expect to get your mercury, daily dose in fish. By the way, thanks to David L. for writing in. He listened to last week's program and now has given up eating tuna. He said he will clean out the rest of his refrigerator and make those steps for the sake of the animals and the environment. So, and especially the worry about mercury in dairy. You might want to check out Vegan Toastmasters in Los Angeles. It's a safe environment to improve your communication and leadership skills, focusing on vegan issues and animal rights. And the group gets together the first and third Saturdays of every month at the Whole Foods at 11666 National Boulevard in Los Angeles. First and third Saturdays, the meeting at 10 a.m., and it's free to attend as a guest. Visit the website, vegantoastmasters.org. What a wonderful opportunity to improve your communication skills, your leadership skills, on convincing people that the way to go is vegan. So again, visit vegantoastmasters.org or attend the first and third Saturdays of the month at the Whole Foods, 11666 National Boulevard in Los Angeles. That's at 10 a.m., community room there. Okay, that's Vegan Toastmasters in the Los Angeles area. We've been on the air now 8 years in L.A. I just signed another contract for the next year. Where am I going to get the $80,000 to pay? The animals can't pay. Well, they pay with their lives. Can you pay for the animals? This is animal liberation, media infiltration. Please help us out with a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. Oh, and Valentine's Day is coming up, so check out lifebychocolates.com. Incidentally, Mark of Life by Chocolates fame will be there. Lifebychocolates.com will be on Vegan World Radio this Monday morning, 10 a.m. on the Houston Pacifica station, KPFT 90.1. Check out veganworldradio.org. You'll love Loving Hut Restaurant, vegan restaurants opening worldwide. Love animals? Don't eat them. Eat at Loving Hut, organic, vegan, delicious, nutritious, cruelty-free cuisine. First opened in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane, then Palo Alto, 165 University. Special discounts for Stanford students. Now open in Chinatown in San Francisco at 1365 Stockton. Also across Asia. Visit lovinghut.us. Help wanted. Help save the planet. Visit Loving Hut, Milpitas, Palo Alto, San Francisco. A skincare line that's 100% vegan and 100% organic? It's got to be Rare to Be from RareNatural.com. Read the label on your so-called natural skincare. Does it contain alcohol, artificial fragrance or color, formaldehyde, parabens, petroleum byproducts, PEG, TEA, GMO? Visit RareNatural.com to see what ingredients in your current skincare might be carcinogenic or an allergen. Your skin is your largest organ. What goes on it goes in you. Don't you want it to be 100% organic, vegan, and botanical? No animal testing or ingredients, recycled packaging from this family-owned business named Veg News Best New Product. Visit RareNatural.com or call 310-839-2696. That's 310-839-2696, RareNatural.com.
Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan, truly wonderful, truly caters, truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan.
Go Vegan Radio supports a national holiday and day of service annually to mark the birthday in March of the great human rights and animal rights advocate and vegan, Cesar Chavez. Let's listen to Cesar Chavez in his own words when he received the Lifetime Achievement Award from In Defense of Animals before a crowd of thousands in San Francisco in 1992.
We cannot defend and be kind to animals until we stop exploiting them in the name of sport, in the name of science, in the name of fashion, and yes, exploiting animals in the name of food. The basis for peace is respecting all creatures. That's the basis for peace.
Por favor, no coma carne, leche, queso, helado, mantequilla o huevos. Go Vegan Radio supports Cesar Chavez Day. Tell your Congress member to support a national holiday in recognition of this great vegan hero, Cesar Chavez. Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Salutes, Cesar Chavez. Si se puede. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first commercial vegan radio program in the lamestream media. And, you know, free speech is expensive. We have to pay for the airtime. So please make a tax-deductible donation to support the program. You can do so at goveganradio.com. Also, you'll see an icon there for Donee. And there's an opportunity for you to purchase stylish ballerina flat designer shoes from Europe, and a major percentage of that will go to Go Vegan Radio. And so just click on the icon there at goveganradio.com, the D-O-N-I, and you can get these very stylish vegan ballerina flats from Italy, no animal ingredients, French ribbons, exquisite embroidery medallions, and very comfortable. So enjoy those. Check that out at the website. If you missed any of our interview today with Bob Barker, definitely it's at the archive, goveganradio.com. Please make a donation while you are there. Are you somebody who loves to knit or crochet? Well, you can do it for the animals. Visit knittersforcritters.org. That's knittersforcritters.org. Crochet or knit a hat and scarf set or a poncho, and then send them to Knitters for Critters, P.O. Box 235286, Encinitas, California, 92023. Please send them by Thanksgiving, and then the proceeds from the sales will go to animal charities. And please use only non-animal derived fibers for your project, okay? You know, wherever you're traveling around the world, you want vegan food, you want a vegan restaurant, check out the website happycow.net with listings worldwide wherever you are on this globally warmed globe that we're trying to make globally normed by going vegan. And definitely support us with a tax-deductible donation. You want this show on the air because people like Cindy Sheehan listen to the program. So Cindy has been a listener to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And what happened? She decided to go vegan. So we need this program on the air. We need your support. Help us out with a tax-deductible donation. Please do so online at goveganradio.com. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, our local Southern California segment on K-Talk AM 1150. Progressive Talk, we are on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Today we have Dr. Gabriel Cousins on our local segment because something is happening in the L.A. area starting March 1st. It is the Juice Fast for Peace at the Agape Center in Culver City. And Dr. Cousins was on, a couple of weeks back. We expect him on next week as we talk about more expanded health issues. But we want to talk about the Juice Fast for Peace. Also, visit treeoflife.nu, treeoflife.nu, for more information about Dr. Cousins, and juicefastforpeace.com. And remember, all radio talk show hosts should turn off their cell phones before recording their programs. Welcome again, Dr. Cousins. How are you?
Bob, it's great to be talking to you, and it's great to be talking to Go Vegan.
Yes.
I love it.
Right.
And, you know, in a very brief thing, there is a kind of confusion now that's out there in the world, which is everybody's thinking about this carbon footprint,
mm-hmm.
and they're missing the point entirely. The fact is, according to James Hansen, who's like the top person, the grandfather of this whole global warming thing, is that the
NASA
real
scientist.
Issue...
He's the NASA scientist. Top
yes,
NASA
he's a NASA scientist. He's head of the Goddard Institute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The real issue is not the carbon dioxide. That's 9% of the problem. The real issue is methane, which is 50% of the problem, and nitrous oxide, which comes from the billion tons of manure that the animal world puts out. Incidentally, we think people have a lot of BS, but the truth is animals are putting out 130 times more than humans are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, what does that mean? That nitrous oxide has a global warming potential of approximately 300 times more than carbon dioxide. Methane has 23 times higher. These are the big things. You know where they come from? They come from animal agriculture. And the key is that they wash out of the atmosphere in somewhere between 10 and 15 years, whereas carbon dioxide washes out between 100 and 500 years. That takes us to one simple conclusion. If you want to affect global warming right now, in this moment, then you got to go vegan, because that's really the only way to deal with the issue. And this fast that we're doing is, fasting is a very, very powerful way of helping people transition to a plant source only, i.e. vegan diet. And that's really the bottom line. And so we're encouraging people to come to this fast because we want people to not only act symbolically, oh, that's good, but we really want them to go vegan, so we will actually make a tremendous immediate effect on the global warming issue.
Right.
Now,
and
not only that, when you go vegan, not only do you affect global warming, but you stop the deforestation, you stop the pollution of the water, stop the pollution of the air, you stop the fact that we're, you know, 75% of the water gets used for animal agriculture. I mean, there's some big issues. Now, let's go a little further. If you stop animal agriculture, which is a concentration of resources, a hoarding of resources, what you're doing is freeing up enough food to feed the 40 to 60 million people who are starving to death each year. So you're not just treating global warming. You're actually healing the planet on every level. That's why we want people to go vegan, and that's why we're doing this fast in L.A. We need people's support. And just incidentally, we've dropped the price to make it more accessible to people. We're going from $1,000 to $799, and we really, really, really want people to support it as a national, actually international movement, because from here we go to Portland, we go to New York, and we go to Boston, we go to Toronto, we go to Vancouver, and we want people to get it because the government isn't going to do it for us.
Absolutely not.
We have to do it for ourselves. We need people's support. We need a massive kind of movement to say we've got to take responsibility for our environment by taking responsibility for what we put in our mouth. So we say, please attend the Agape fast to decrease, to heal the planet and to heal ourselves.
We're just about out of time. You'll be back again next week. But go to juicefastforpeace.com and to register. The price has been lowered. Maybe you want to sponsor somebody who wants to go vegan and, you know, juice fast for peace.
It's perfect. Thank you for mentioning that, because people can sponsor. If you're not ready to fast, sponsor somebody else for $7.99 and let them fast.
Great. You'll be coached by the fasting guru, Dr. Cousins.
Yeah.